The California Water Institute at Fresno State is helping all of us to better understand the use of water.
Good morning and welcome to Weekly Water Insights. I'm Laura Ramos from the California Water Institute, and today we're talking about conservation easements, a tool that helps protect farmland, habitat, and working landscapes while keeping land in private ownership. Conservation easement may sound technical, but the idea is simple. It's a voluntary legal agreement between a landowner and a qualified organization, often a land trust or public agency. Through that agreement, the landowner agrees to limit certain uses of the land in order to protect something valuable about the property. That value might be productive farmland, it might be wetlands, wildlife habitat, a river corridor, floodplains, or open space. In some cases, it may be the land that continues to support farming while also providing a broader benefits like groundwater recharge or flood protection. And one of the most important things to understand is this: the landowner still owns the land. A conservation easement does not usually turn private land into public land. The landowner can often continue farming, ranching, sell the property, or pass it on to family members. But the agreed-upon restrictions stay with the land, even if ownership changes. Think of land ownership as a bundle of rights. A landowner may have the right to farm, sell, lease, build, or subdivide. With a conservation easement, the landowner keeps many rights, but gives up or limits others, especially uses that would conflict with the conservation purpose. That matters in California because land and water are deeply connected. When farmland is converted to urban or commercial development, we don't just lose acres of production. We may also lose the opportunity for groundwater recharge, floodplain management, habitat restoration, and long-term water flexibility. For example, imagine farmland in an area that could safely receive flood water during wet years. A working land easement could help protect that land from development while allowing it to remain in agriculture and potentially support groundwater recharge. Or think about land near a river corridor. A conservation easement could help preserve habitat and floodplain benefits while keeping the land privately owned. There are different types of easements. Some focus broadly on natural resources, open space, or habitat. Agriculture conservation easements are designed to keep farmland in production. Working land easements recognize that land can remain productive while also supporting environmental and water management goals. Of course, conservation easements are not one size fits all. They require willing landowners, funding, legal review, long-term monitoring, and clear communication. They also need to fit local conditions, because what works in one wetland or watershed or farming region may not work in another. They're not about stopping all use of land. They're about asking, what values should remain on this landscape for the future? What lands are important for farming, habitat, flood protection, or groundwater recharge? And how can landowners be supported in keeping those values intact? In a state like California, where we are balancing agriculture, housing, habitat, groundwater sustainability, and flood risk, conservation easements give communities another tool to plan for the long term. Thank you for joining me on Weekly Water Insights. And don't forget to tune in next week. Together, we can navigate the challenges of water management and build a sustainable future for everyone.
Laura Ramos, the director at the California Water Institute at Fresno State. For more information, you can go to californiawater.org.